Every day we face our own reality, our human nature. Every day, food that we are going to eat, and we have to make sure if we are eating something healthy and nutritious, or are we taking something harmful to our body and health. Also, if we face a danger or a threat, do I choose to face it or run away from it? If I am in a cliff, choose to throw myself down or just not doing it. If I have the opportunity to have control of everything in the world, to know everything, do I choose that? Or do I decide to take some limits? No, I cannot do that. It's out of my reach. So every day we face decisions. The thing is, do we have the true freedom to choose what is good, what is right? Or do I throw myself down and choose what is wrong and evil? God has given us that great gift, that great capacity, freedom to choose to do what is good. We listen in our own conscience, the voice of God. We know when things are good. We know if we listen attentively to our conscience, we know when we have to do the good, the right thing, and avoid what is harmful and evil. That is obedience. Obedience means listening attentively in truth and charity. And in this case, listen attentively to God, to His word, to His voice, that resounds in our own conscience. God has given us many good things. God has given us the gift of creation, the gift of nature, every good pleasure. And we choose what is good for us, and we turn away from what is harmful and evil to our souls, to our lives. Jesus gives us an example how to choose what is right, to say no to what is harmful. When we are united to Christ, when we have that sincere relationship with Christ Jesus, when we have a desire and sincere desire to have an encounter with Christ, then we're willing to accept His word, His teaching. But if someone doesn't want to have a relationship with Christ, then that person takes a different path, a path of evil, destruction, harmful ways. But if we are truly united to Christ, if we decide, if we choose to obey Christ, to listen to Christ, and to follow Him, then our lives are transformed. Take a new path, a new life in our lives. So we have that decision. We choose Christ. We choose His way of life.